Greetings. What time is it now? 11:13 a.m. on Wednesday, April 23rd. Yeah, Wednesday, April 23rd. And this is N2FGC. In case you haven't guessed, it could be my clone or my doppelganger, but no, it's really me. And it's partially sunny, and it's chilly, and it's windy out. Which is why I am recording this from the sanctity of the kitchen. And my cup of coffee. And whatever else. And that noise, I'm sorry. My hair. I gotta watch that. My hair playing with the things in my ears, the in-ear mics. Anyway, I'll pick you up from where, from Monday. It was a busy day, and I didn't get much sleep Sunday night because of a wonderful sinus headache. I love them. Not. So, Monday, Art's stepson, David, came down, and we went to visit Art. And I really do like the fact that the facility doesn't encourage them to just molder in their rooms. They want the guests, patients, clients, whatever, up and moving around and interacting. And so, whenever we usually go visit Art, he's not in his room. He's usually, actually Monday he was, I think, because they were checking his blood sugar and doing insulin or something like that. But usually he's been up and about in the dining room for meals, in the TV room or something like that. Anyway, I picked my first fight. They told me that he was out of clothes because he had had a couple of incidents. And I said, yeah, so are you going to do anything about it? They said, well, the bag of laundry is in the closet. I said, that's nice. I did fill out the laundry form so that you should do his laundry. You did? Yeah. Then they were saying about how high his blood sugars are. I said, well... how do you do this? And when they told me what they did, I kind of shook my head and go, we would never have numbers like you're reporting in the 300s and all that, 400s in this house. I said, those are banned figures. Every once in a while we get there, but that's a rarity. Well, how do you do it? I said, first of all, I check him right before he eats, and I do the insulin after he eats. That way I know how much he's eaten and can properly calculate for that, as well as if the blood sugar's high. I don't wait for, you know, however long and insulate however long, you know, right before the next meal or whatever, which is several hours after you've checked it. And then I found out that they're Lantus, which is the long-acting insulin delivery, was completely reversed of what I do. I do 16 in the morning and 8 at night. I said, well, during the day is when he's going to be eating more. And to have less Lantus during the day isn't going to help the Humalog work. So I was like, you know, I want to speak to your doctor. I still have yet to speak to the doctor. The other thing I had an annoyance about was his phone. It still was broken. I picked it up. There wasn't even a side tone. I said, well, when are we going to get this phone fixed? Well, we have a call into maintenance. I said, yeah, well, I want that phone fixed. I said, I don't think it's fair that he should have to go out to the nurse's station to have them put through a call for him because he doesn't have a phone. So, those were my annoyances. And, oh, yeah, the meal schedule. I said, You guys are feeding him supper-sized meals for lunch. He's supposed to be losing some weight, not putting it on. And I mean, big meals of soup, an entree, and a huge entree, and a dessert for lunch. Sorry, in this house, he gets a sandwich for lunch. And then a supper-sized supper. So, I have yet to speak to the dietitian because I also found out that they don't do low potassium renal diets. So, it looks like I got my work cut out for me today. I'm gonna have to converse with some people and probably talk to his primary care physician and tell him the scoop. And maybe I'll call his nephrologist since that's the issue in question with the low potassium. So, anyway, I did see Art yesterday and he looked good. Oh yeah, going back to Monday, he was doing extremely well with therapy, and I said to David later, I said, I don't know if he was showing off or thinking that if he worked harder, he'd get out earlier, which he won't, because I'm going to make sure they keep him for the full term of his benefits, knowing that when he gets home, he probably won't exercise and end up in the same rut that he was in, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to try and get his full term and then a physical therapist at home to work on his home turf. And, hopefully maybe it'll be warm enough that we can take regular walks and stuff like that and get him moving. So, that's my fun for the week. When I saw Art yesterday, he looked great. He was in the TV room. And so we sat down and we were holding hands and talking, and I decided to try some. I guess you could say oral history questions. And I might put that boo up too. Because we were talking about, I asked him, what was the most significant event or invention in your life? And what was an event or an invention that you regretted most? And that kind of thing. So we had a nice little conversation there. That was fun. Oh, evil. I dripped honey on my shirt. So that shirt's bound for the washer. It's okay. I have others, and that's what washers are made for. I just had some toasted pancakes with butter and honey, and a little bit dripped on me. Oh, I'm sweet enough. Don't tell anybody, you'll ruin my rep. So that's my story, folks. Calls to make, places to go, people to speak to, all that good stuff. I'll catch you when I've got something of significance to report. Meanwhile, catch y'all later. Bye.